Praise God. Amen. Usually we'll get a sermonette from Brother Dan, we lead you to another song. But I was not prepared to be called on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we might as well sing another song. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Turning our Bibles to Mark chapter 2. I'm so thankful for the presence of God that's in this place. And Brother Dan has to say what he said because he's still pastor's son-in-law. And he might mean every word that he said, but I want you to know that it's not just a place to come and worship, but it's a place to find truth.
Yes. Amen.
I want you to hear me. I want to make sure everybody hears what I'm saying right now. Because there's a lot of buildings that has the name church on it.
Right.
It's quiet. I need at least the home folk to get with me tonight.
Amen. Amen.
There's a lot of buildings that has the name church on it. But not everything in the building speaks truth.
Amen.
Praise God. You can be sure when you come to Apostolic Lighthouse that what you will be given, what you will be taught, what you will hear when you come to the classes, when you hear the preaching, that you will hear the truth of the Bible. Amen. Thank you all four of you that believe that. Amen. Everybody say truth matters.
Truth matters.
Yes.
The truth matters.
Yes.
Amen. And some of us, we've gone through life so long without gospel truth. And we've been lied to all our lives by the devil.
All right.
Through different circumstances.
Right.
Through different thoughts.
Right.
Through different people. It's about time that we get comfortable being in a place that preaches and teaches and houses truth. Amen. I don't know if you're just like, wait a minute, like, oh, well, get on with the message. This is the message. This is the message. Hallelujah. We've got to have the truth. Because the truth is not just your word.
Amen.
The way of the truth and the life. Amen. Praise God. So we've got to buy in to the truth and be willing to submit. Oh, hallelujah. So you already start preaching now.
The house. Yeah.
Yeah.
The two owners.
It's not just enough to hear truth.
We've
got to submit to it. Even if it challenges what we think and what we believe before we heard that. Amen. Amen. Good. Oh, hallelujah. When you hear truth, truth will challenge you. Amen. If you are in an atmosphere where the truth is being preached and you know you're not perfect.
That's right.
And the truth doesn't challenge you, you need to check what you're hearing. The truth of God's word should make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. It should want to push you out of your comfort zone. It should push you to do things that you probably wouldn't do on a regular day, but because you want to adhere to the word of God and you want to go.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. What I'm up against right now, but I want to come against this atmosphere that's trying to hold this environment where miracles can happen.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, I cast down every stronghold, every environment, every thought, every adversary that wants to keep people down and keep people down in the name of Jesus. I need to say to the living God, you begin to lift your voice right now and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
name.
truth and you recognize truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says when you come in contact with it and when you get acquainted with that truth,
yes,
and when you begin to know that truth,
yes,
nothing else will work like the truth that is preached into a soul that receives it. It will make you free.
Amen.
So that means if there's other influences in your life that want to keep you bound, they cannot stay, they cannot hold on to your mind, they cannot hold on to your heart, they cannot hold on to your health, they cannot hold on to your soul, because that truth will make you free. Hallelujah. God's truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
praise God. Scripture declares in Mark chapter 2. Again, he entered into Capernaum. Mentioned this city before this week. This city was kind of like the base of operations of Jesus and his disciples. They did a lot of things here. And as a matter of fact, if you look through scripture, you'll find that many of the miracles, I would even go as far as to say most of the miracles that were done in this. There was no mass amount of miracles done in one particular place like it was done in Capernaum. And the Bible says that after some days it was noised abroad that he, Jesus, was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, meaning that where Jesus was preaching and teaching the truth, people heard that he was there, and they went to hear what he had to say. And there were so much people trying to get into that house.
Yes.
But there was not even standing room in there.
Right. Right.
And the Bible says he preached the word unto them.
Amen.
Now the Bible tells us a story about a few people that decided that even though there was no room to get in, that it's not going to stop us from getting to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to hear that one more time. There were some people that even though there was no room to get in, the lack of access and the seeming denial of getting to Jesus did not stop them from pursuing Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Somebody say they did what it took.
They did what it took.
They had some nerve, Brother Dan.
Right.
They couldn't even get in, but they said, nope. We're not taking no for an answer.
Right.
We're going to get in.
Yes.
Because Jesus can do a miracle for somebody.
Yeah.
And if I stay out here, chances are I won't get it.
Right.
But if I do something that might seem a little awkward.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming for you tonight. If I do something that seems a little strange, if I go beyond what everybody else has done and what people expect of me,
right.
Maybe there's a chance I can get to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right.
And the Bible says a miracle took place in that moment for these people when someone was willing to take a risk.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Amen.
Holy Ghost is going to move, and the gift of faith is going to be loose in this house. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord God, as we're listening to the words that are being spoken. I pray that you turn on the microphone of heaven and begin to earn and echo in our hearts what you want us to do in order to receive what you are trying to deliver in this place. We don't want anybody to walk away empty. We don't want anyone to walk away undelivered. So Lord God, we're going to do
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are willing to do whatever it takes to get a hold of God, I want you to clap your hands unto the Lord. I'm going to try that again, because I know some of us are wired. Just somebody says, stand up, you stand up. Sit down, you sit down. Clap, clap. Leap, leap. Run, run. If you are willing to do whatever it takes.
All right.
Here's the challenge now. If you are willing to do whatever it takes to get a hold of God tonight, clap your hands and pray. And something's about to happen in this place. Something's about to take place. Something's about to get loose. Because somebody's going beyond the Lord, going beyond the South Pole, and running, hallelujah, to get a hold of God. Hallelujah. The title of my message tonight is This is Risky Business.
All right.
Everybody say this.
Yes.
Point to where you are right now. This.
Yes.
Church.
Yes.
This.
Yes.
The house of God.
Yes.
Living for God.
Yes.
Living by faith.
Yes.
Is risky business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in the fear of the Lord. I've heard this long time ago, how people that spent their lives on a mission field trying to do the work of the Lord, to see lives change, whether in a foreign country or here in our own nation, there was a theme and a mindset that they had about faith.
Right.
Most of us, when we think of faith, we think of what we can get. When I say the word faith, you think of belief for something. Now, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe it is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to repeat that. Now faith is the substance. Everybody say, faith is the substance.
Faith is the substance.
Of things hoped for.
Of things hoped for.
Faith is the evidence.
Faith is the evidence.
Of things not seen.
Of things not seen.
Notice, in that scripture, it doesn't say faith is things.
No.
Meaning, if your faith is attached to something materialistic, meaning if your faith is only based on what you can get, then that's not true faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It didn't say faith was the sick things. It said faith was the substance of those things that you hope for. It didn't say that faith is things. It says that faith is the evidence of the things that you have not seen
right,
yet.
Right.
So what we have to figure out is, what is that substance? What is that evidence? Or rather, who is that substance? And who is that evidence? Hallelujah. Because when you realize that your faith can grow exponentially and hallelujah, can rise to the heavenlies when you detach it from material things and attach it to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the substance of the things that you hope for. If you're hoping for a healing, if you're hoping for a breakthrough, if you're hoping for deliverance, you can only get it if you get Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you believe in God for some things that you have not seen yet, you cannot tie your faith to the end result until you tie your faith to the person that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I'm not tying my faith to things. I'm tying my faith to God. Will now to be turning to God. Hallelujah. I'm not turning to medicine first. I'm turning to God. I'm not turning to money first. I'm turning to God. I'm not turning to counsel first. I'm turning myself to God. Hallelujah. But in order to do that, you have got to take a risk, because some of us don't always feel like God is there. Some of us don't always feel like God is present. Some of us don't always feel like we can find him. But when we begin to tie our faith to a God we have not seen, it already enters us into an arena and an atmosphere where no lies from the devil can convince us otherwise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because we have already lifted our faith out of this world. Hallelujah. When you connect your belief system to who God is, you will begin to connect your belief system to something that is not earthly. And everything that is earthly will pass away, but not one word. Not one. Hallelujah. It's risky business. The Bible tells us the story of four people that decided to bring somebody to church. Now, the church wasn't established at this time. It wasn't called church, but they were gathered together to hear the teachings of Jesus Christ. And they knew that if they got there, something could happen for this person that had a need. They were willing to get him there no matter what it took. No matter what it cost, no matter what people said, no matter how they looked.
All right, amen.
Yeah, I'm going to dig tonight. If I have to dig, I'm going to dig. Hallelujah. But we're going to strike gold tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when they went to Jesus, they could not get through the door. So they could have turned around and went back home. But something on the inside of them said, I've got to do something. I can't just take no for an answer. I'm going to get up on the roof. I've got to tear the roof off of this place. I'm going to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. Other people might look at me crazy. Other people might not understand my passion and my desire and my desperation. But they don't know what I need from God. They don't know where I've been. You care too much how you look. But how's that going to make me look if I go up there and lift my hands? Man, I don't want to be like those folk. I make fun of them when I go home. I make fun of their tongue. I don't even know what they're speaking. Oh yeah, I know I'm all up in your Kool-Aid tonight. Hallelujah. But here's what God is wanting to do. Hallelujah. You say, well, if I go up there, maybe I'll turn into one of those crazy people. Yeah, and that's the point. Hallelujah. You've been in your mind too much. You need to get out of your mind and let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you need to get beside yourself and start acting cute when you know you can do some messed up stuff in your life. And if you keep acting like you don't need God, you will never get a turnaround. But somebody needs to. King of this pastor. Hallelujah. Sister, it wasn't their house. They risked being ridiculed for messing up somebody's house. They risked being ridiculed for doing something that nobody else is doing. Why are you putting a tent outside of the church? Why don't you just go inside of the church? Because we're not doing what everybody else is doing.
Amen.
We're doing something outside of the norm so that we can take a risk. Well, you might have to spend more money. It's cheaper if you just go inside. Oh, yeah, I'm willing to take a risk. But it's a calculated risk because the souls that will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost under this tent is worth more than any. The healings that are going to take place tonight, it's worth more than anything that. Hallelujah. The families that are going to be restored, that's worth more. So I'm willing to take a risk on a young man. I'm willing to take a risk on a young lady, on a family, on a married couple. I will take the risk. Because you can't put a price tag. You can't put a price tag on deliverance.
That's right.
You can't put a price tag
in Jesus' name.
On your family. You can't put a price tag on your marriage surviving.
That's right.
You can't put a price tag on your soul being saved from all types of anguish, tribulation, affliction, oh hallelujah, addiction. You cannot put a price tag on what's in this place right now. So I need somebody to shift their mind, to say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get a hold of God. Hallelujah. I know that I might have come because someone asked me to, someone invited me. Hallelujah. But I know that I didn't just come to make them feel happier. I wanted to see if God was really real. I wanted to see. They say he can heal, so let him do it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If he's really a healer, put him to the test. If he's really a savior, take a risk and see. Prove him and see if he will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the person that needed a miracle, he began to address their situation.
That's right.
Not just on the outside, but on the inside. He said, your sins be forgiven.
Yes. Yes.
He didn't heal him first. He addressed the sin problem.
Yes.
Because your physical outward problem you think you need God to touch is just the thing he used to get you here. Yes. You've got bigger fish to fry. You've got a bigger problem than your physical need. Something on the inside needs God to speak to it and hear ye the word of the Lord. Oh, ye dry bones, you're going to come to life tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You
tried different things. You don't know why you're so negative. Why you're always doubtful. Why you're always saying negative things to people. Can I tell you right now, you can try different programs and maybe you'll have a measure of success, but you'll never turn yourself around unless you address the problems on the inside. And that problem doesn't go away except God begins to deal with it. Hallelujah. And in order for him to deal with you, he's not going to come to you, but you have got to come to him. Jesus didn't go to where that paralyzed man lived. He began to get him to Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody say, I gotta come to Jesus.
Gotta come to Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Don't expect much from God if you're not willing to take a risk to get to Him.
That's right. The Holy Ghost in this place.
Hallelujah. And yes, that pressure you're feeling, you might say, man, he's preaching kind of aggressive. I'm doing that on purpose. I want you to feel the pressure. I want you to feel uncomfortable. I don't want you to be in this place and leave without an opportunity to get all of what God wants to give you. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we might as well pack it all up if we're not going to do it. Pack it all up. No music, no preaching, no tent if you will not come to Jesus. Hallelujah. We did all of this not to impress you, but to give you an opportunity to come. This world is not playing with you. So the church need to stop playing with you. Hallelujah. We're not playing with you. Hallelujah. Right. You. Right. That was a testimony that went forth of someone unexpected in his early 30s. Just riding a little old bike. Hallelujah. Minding his own business. And all of a sudden, here comes a car hitting him off the bike. He could have had some broken limbs. He could have had some deep wounds. But he didn't have broken limbs and just deep wounds. He died. Do you think he planned to?
No, he did not.
Because tomorrow is not promised to. And some of us, we take risks all the time. We don't realize the risks that we take because we're so used to taking these risks. You're risking that your cars are actually not going to break down in the middle of the highway while you're doing 60, 70. You're taking a risk leaving your house thinking now some serial killer is not going to come up and blow your brains out. Hallelujah. You don't know what's going on in this world, but God has an opportunity for some. And take a risk, hallelujah, to offend you with the cross, hallelujah. I'm willing to step out and take a risk to push you and provoke you, hallelujah. If I get you mad, but I'll get you thinking my job has been accomplished, hallelujah. I don't care if you like me after tonight or not. You cannot like me and still go to hell, but tonight you have an opportunity to not like me or like me. It doesn't matter what you think about me. It matters what you think about your soul. What do you think about your soul? Hallelujah. What state is it really in? Hallelujah. And you want to sit here and act like everything's going to be all right. When you leave here, you do not know the day nor the hour. So I'm going to preach it like fire. I'm going to preach it like it's my last day on earth. And I'm going to reach for you. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God.
It's
Oh, yeah,
I hear the ministers, I hear the altar workers, but where are some of you saints that know what it feels like when God will pick you up and turn you around and clean you up, place you feel on solid ground? Come on, where are you at right now? Hallelujah. Come on, some of you on the side of my voice should have had an STD. Some of you on the side of my voice should have been in jail. Some of you on the side of my voice should have been overdosed.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's risky business, but it's worth the risk. Hallelujah. Somebody say faith.
It's
worth the risk.
It's worth the risk.
Yes. It's worth the risk.
Amen.
They came, broke the roof, let him down through the roof. They didn't even know if they would be able to let him down safely.
Yeah. Right.
They could have dropped him. He was already paralyzed.
Yes.
Let him down through the roof.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith. How did he see their faith?
Jesus.
Yes.
They did something.
It
came. If I went through every person in this room and asked you, do you have faith? Everybody would probably say yes.
Sure. Show me.
But the Bible says that faith without stop telling me you believe in God, but what have you done for him lately?
Amen.
What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to get a hold of God tonight? What Jesus does for the man.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't go, the man cannot walk. He's paralyzed.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to the man and says, be thou healed, walk.
Yeah, that's right.
He goes to the man and says, your sins be forgiven.
Yeah.
Because that's the real mission.
The real mission.
The mission is not the miracle. The mission is the mercy.
Yes, man. Mercy. Yes.
The mission is not the miracle.
Yeah.
Right.
You can be healed and still go to hell.
True. Right. That's right.
You can get a miracle and your life still be a wreck afterwards.
Yes.
So the mission of God is not the miracle. The mission of God is his mercy on your life.
Yes, it is.
The onlookers would have rallied him, done some cool tricks and let him walk. They got upset that he was forgiving his sins. And so they said, okay, so that you would know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. That's why I'm going to do this miracle.
Yes.
That's right.
The miracle is so that you can know that Jesus has the power to forgive your sins.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Here it is. Bible tells us in Mark chapter 10 about a blind man that was a beggar. In Jericho, they were coming. Bible says, everybody that knew who Jesus was got up and began to try to get Jesus in.
Amen.
There was a blind man sitting over here. He was a beggar. The Bible says he cried out for Jesus. This is what he said. Jesus, thou Son of David, heal me.
No.
Jesus, thou Son of David, do a miracle for me.
No.
That's not what he said. He said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. I declare to you tonight on this Wednesday night of revival that the true mercy. But he was willing to take a risk and cry out to Jesus with the chance that Jesus. people told him to sit up and people told him to stop. He cried out all the more. He didn't care what anybody else thought. He took a risk and cried out to Jesus. And when he did, this is so powerful.
Good.
The Bible says Jesus stood still.
Yes, he did. Stop God. All right.
Yes.
That's right.
What in the world?
Stop God in his tracks.
Jesus is on a mission.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's got things to do.
Yeah.
Places to go.
Jesus.
People to see.
Yeah.
What would make interrupt his whole agenda? Everybody say repentance.
That's right.
Because that blind man didn't ask for a miracle, he asked for mercy. And when you repent, the Bible says, heaven might not rejoice about much. Hallelujah. But there's one thing heaven won't miss a party for. It's when one sinner begins to repent and cry out unto Jesus for mercy. And when you cry out unto the Lord, that's the real miracle. Put your hands right here. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus.
Put your hands lifted tonight. None of us is perfect. But that foul mouth can't seem to get a hold of. Yeah, Jesus has mercy for that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Walked out on your marriage. Jesus has mercy for that. Did things to yourself that are unthinkable. Probably try to take your own life. You might not forgive yourself. But the miracle is the mercy. Jesus forgives that to you. Hallelujah. Addicted to substances, Jesus forgives that to you. Hallelujah. Lost your innocence at a young age, Jesus forgives that to you. Did things, hallelujah, that you are not proud of, Jesus has mercy and forgiveness and grace for that too. And the best part is that it's free. All you've got to do.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Come. Yes.
Come. Yes.
Take a risk.
Take a risk. Yeah.
Take a risk.
Yeah. Feel a little awkward just for a few minutes.
Right.
That won't last once the Holy Ghost hits you.
Right.
See, when that power hits you, you ain't going to be thinking about how you look and what people think you. You're going to be thinking, oh, I've never felt anything like this in my life. Ago, the doors of street evangelism, he can remain standing. Ran into a family, invited
Jesus.
The father's church, and prayed with them in the car. We're doing something called drive-by prayers. Had a big old sign, people pulling into the parking lot. Pull up if they want to pray. Families pray with them. We said, what is one thing we can pray for you for?
Yeah.
He said, well, I've been to church in a long time, and I don't want anything from God. I just need to repent. I said, shut your mouth. Here, watch it. They want miracle words.
Yes. Yes.
He said, I'm going to make it to church. I might not make it next Sunday, but I'm going to make it the following Sunday. Sure enough, man kept his word. Set up the church the following Sunday. His daughter, and he came up to the altar. at the end of the service. He said, I just want to repent. Well, his daughter began to lift her hands. He lifted his hands. She began to worship. The Holy Ghost began to hit his daughter. She started laughing. Because she's like, this is weird. It's awkward. She stopped. Every time she feel the Holy Ghost, she stopped. Started laughing. I'm saying, I didn't really understand what was going on. So I said, is everything all right? She's like, yeah, this is kind of ew. Funny. It's still awkward. I said, I think you're feeling the Holy Ghost. Instead of stopping and laughing, just keep speaking and see what will happen the next time. Well, she lifted her hands and people were praying. Just smiled on her face, just ready to laugh. Calling on the name of Jesus. All of a sudden, she began to speak with tongues and she said, I said, you got it.
Yeah.
Now, she could have stayed in her seat and just made fun and laughed at everybody that was doing it. But she was willing to take a risk. And both of them were baptized in the name of Jesus that day. Met another guy. We were handing out some flyers. Worked out on the camp shop. This happened to pass on the camp shop. Where was this guy? Starts coming over to the prayer station that we had. Said, is there anything that we can pray for you for? Brother looked at me and said, I just want to repent.
That's good.
You don't know what you're saying. You about to get God's attention out here. He lifted his hands right there on the street. God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here's what he said. Before he got the Holy Ghost, he asked, are you guys like Christian or something? I said, yeah, we're Christian and something. He said, well, I'm good. I don't want any prayer. I said, why don't you want us to pray for you? He said, well, I'm Muslim. I said, we pray for Muslims too. He said, yeah. We pray for Muslims, Buddhists, Satanists, witches.
Oh, hallelujah.
We pray for them all. Come on, some of y'all pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know who your God is? Hallelujah. I don't care what they believe right now. After God gets a hold, it's risky business. And after God gets a hold of them, you'll know what they believe after. I'll fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A Muslim man, tears in his eyes, he began to explain why he wanted to pray for repentance. Because just a month ago, he got out of prison for serving 25 years for murdering somebody just a block away from where we were praying. Whereas he could have been serving life, found himself in a place where he was willing to take a risk in front of everybody, cars passing by. And God served him right. Right there.
Hallelujah.
Because he was willing to take a risk with God. It's risky to truly repent. Because you are going to have to make some decisions. You're not at a place where you can do the proper actions to turn everything around in one instant. But you can make a conscious decision to let it go. And not until you let those things go, can you hold on to what God wants to pour out of your life. Every hand lifted tonight. This is risky. talking to a brother the other night, your hands are lifted. I was talking to a brother the other night. We began to discuss names. He told me his name. He just asked me a question. There's a name that pops up in the Bible, Jordan. His name was just, I'm like, he asked me what meaning of my name was. I told him, and I asked him, I said, what's the meaning of your name? I thought it should be, I'm a preacher. I should know what Jordan means. But he didn't know. I said, no, I'm going to look it up. And I looked it up, man. And that name, Jordan, means descender. The reason why they named it descender is because that river Jordan in the Holy Land comes from a mountain and begins to descend. It is formed by dew that forms at the top of a mountain called Hermon, and it begins to descend and begins to accumulate into a stream, and then by the time it gets back down to the bottom and base of that mountain, it is now the Jordan River, the descender. You realize that the river is not just a descender, but God is a descender. That name Jordan also associates with the character of God, because he's not just the God that sits high, but he'll come down.
Yeah.
Down
from his glory.
Hallelujah. And if God is willing to come down, I pray in this place that you also are willing to come on down.
Hallelujah.
I already asked the question. Now it's time to back up what you said. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to get a hold of God? With every hand lifted, nobody looking around, I ask you to take a risk. Come on down. This is the best part of this service, because people have already come, and the people that need to come now, you don't have to be the first ones. If you really want what God wants to give you, take a risk. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for everyone. But if you're in this place and you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you know you have it, when God takes 100% control and begins to speak through your prayers and your worship in a heavenly language, if that's never happened in your life, tonight's your night. Come take a risk. Take a risk on God. Hallelujah. If you are here and you're seeking the Holy Ghost for the very first time, I want you to take a couple steps forward so we know who you are, so we can be very specific in our prayers for you. We don't want to pray general prayers for those that need something specific. That's awesome. Is it Loretta? That's awesome. Praise God. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I forgot this young lady's name, but you were praying so good on Sunday. If you want it, you can have it. You ready to take a risk? You ready to take a risk tonight? All right, who else? We're going to give a few more moments just for people to come. It's up to you whether you're going to leave the same way you came, you're going to fulfill the purpose of why God even connected you to these beautiful people at Apostolic Lighthouse. It's not just so you can have some people to know. God has something for you. It's going to transform you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All hands lifted up. Praise God. It's going to be risky. But tonight, you're going to have to really repent. You're going to have to ask God, turn your spotlight on me tonight. show me the things in my life that have been blocking me from receiving your spirit. And Lord, as you show me, God, I will turn away from those things. I will repent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's a miracle in this place. And the miracle is the mercies of God that endureth forever. It's in this place. There is nothing you can think of in your life that is unforgivable to God. The miracle is the mercy. Hallelujah. With all hands lifted up, we repent before you, God. I want you to begin to speak to God. If you're an altar worker, I want you to be ready and on standby. Hallelujah. God, forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive me of the things that I've thought of, the things that I've said, the things that I've done, the places I've gone. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I need you to forgive me. Lord, it's a little risky for me to begin to bring that up, Lord God. I wanted to bury that in the past. I wanted to just move on, but Lord, I really haven't repented of it because it still hangs there. I still think of it. I still desire those things. But Lord God, I'm placing it on the altar tonight. I'm placing it on the altar. I'm putting it all on the altar. Hallelujah. All my anger, all the things of God. I tell you, the times, Lord God, when I didn't understand, and the people that have disappointed me, and the things that have frustrated me, God, the things that have confused me, Lord, I placed it all on your altar tonight. I'm releasing it. It's risky, but I'm releasing bitterness. I'm releasing people from my unforgiveness. It's risky to do that, God. But if you can forgive me for all of who I am, the least I can do, Lord God, is to offer and pay it forward to the people in my life. Maybe they don't deserve my forgiveness, but neither do I deserve yours. So, Lord, pour out that miracle of mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice to the Lord. God, forgive me, Lord Jesus. Come on, how about it? Come on, step out and take a risk with God. Take a risk with God. Take a risk with God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let this just be another service. Come on, I want to give you just a few more moments. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, God touched your heart so powerfully the other night. Hallelujah. How about one more time? Come on. What you got to lose? Hallelujah. Only heaven to gain. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now this next act of prayer we are going to pray tonight is a prayer of worship and thanks to God for that mercy. Amen. And when you lift your voice in worship and praise to God, you have got to do it in such a way where there's not a shadow of a doubt that you are grateful to God. How do I do that? I'm going to do it with all my heart. Amen. That means that I might have to lift my voice louder than I usually lift it. That might mean I might have to raise my hands and it might try to draw attention to me, but I don't care who's looking at me, because what's in this house that God's going to give me is greater. It's worth the risk. It's worth the risk of looking like a fool in front of everybody. It's worth the risk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, are you ready to receive what God wants to give you tonight? Hallelujah. As your hands are lifted, I want you to lift your hands. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for these precious people whose hearts are open, who have presented their souls to you tonight. Pour out the power of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In the name of Jesus, as they lift their voice to you, pour down your spirit upon them. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to lift your voice with everything you've got. Come on. Don't do it silently. Do it with everything you've got. With all that is within you. Begin to worship God. Begin to bless his name. Begin to call on him. And when you do, you're going to feel him. And as you feel him, hallelujah, something is going to happen powerfully in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, tonight's your night to receive that breakthrough. Tonight's your night to receive that blessing. Tonight's your night to receive all of what God wants to give you. In Jesus' name, lift your voice unto the Lord.
Oh, Call upon